What? I don't know why you're asking me. You know why I'm here. I mean, you're my therapist. You're paid to know why I'm here. Because I was involuntarily committed to this place because I tried to kill myself. That's why I'm here. As you know from your paperwork that's sitting right in front of you. Not sure why you need me to rehash it out, but okay. Yeah. Why? Why? Because I fucking felt like it, and I'm just... We have nothing to say here. I don't care. There's nothing to say. I mean, I have nothing to say. Well, I don't know. I just don't want to be alive anymore. I'm really sad all the time. Nothing feels good. Food tastes all like shit, and not even sex feels good. I'm here because I want to die. And I don't know how you're gonna do anything about that to make it better. Okay. So what? You've got good credentials. You've got good schooling for going for you. Awesome. Great. Rad. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care how many people you've helped. You're not gonna be able to help me. Because I'm done. Alright? I'm over it. I'm past the point of no return. I'm good to go. And you can keep me alive as long as you fucking see fit, but the moment that I get a chance, I'm out. And I want you to understand that. I'm not... You know what I mean by out. You know exactly what I mean by out. I don't mean out of this hospital. Maybe toes first, but I don't see any other way out. I mean, I've always thought about suicide. I've always thought about it. It's something I don't not think about. I wake up in the morning, I want to die. I go to sleep at night, I want to die. I wake up in the middle of the night with nightmares, I want to die. I don't know what else you want from me. Because I hate being alive. Because it's not worth it. Because everybody sucks. Everything is pointless and lame. And once when we're dead, we're just forgotten. Everybody goes on. Life goes on like you never existed. It's all over. So what? It doesn't bother me. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't fucking bother me at all, actually. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was molested as a kid. I don't know. Maybe it was falling into drugs early. Maybe it was getting pregnant at 14 and being forced to give it up for adoption. I don't know. I don't know what causes these feelings. Maybe it was my shitty parents. Maybe it's maybe I was just born wrong. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance. Maybe. Fucking maybe. I don't deal in maybes. All I know is I'm in pain now and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to just check out. Okay? No, I don't have a significant other. Funny you mention that. Yeah, no, I yeeted that motherfucker out of my life a while ago. Yeah, I could use a glass of water, actually. Thank you. Yeah, that is good water. I mean, I just don't know what you want. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you need from me. I mean, I guess the reason why I broke up with my boyfriend, the main reason anyway, was, we were going in different directions. He had a long passionate love and lust for life, and I have the opposite, so it didn't really make sense to stay together. I mean, oh yeah, that's really what I want to do to my boyfriend that I love so fucking much, is I want to tell him how much I love him, how much I want to spend the rest of my life with him, and then kill myself. Oh yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense. No, I washed my hands of him before it became a weird thing, before it became an issue, because I didn't want him to have to bury his girlfriend. I'd rather him go to the funeral of his ex, if that. Because I still feel bad. I don't want my death to be a meteor in everybody's life. I want to be forgotten pretty quick after that. So yeah, I dumped my boyfriend. I pushed my family away. I pushed away all of my friends. And I made the big plan to just do it. Why jumping? I don't know. It seemed like it had the biggest probability of success. And I didn't expect for somebody to come up from behind me and literally pull me up from the side of the bridge by my ponytail. I didn't expect that. That was fucking weird and annoying. And I wish people would just fucking stay out of other people's businesses, because it had nothing to do with them. It had nothing to do with that guy. It had nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with you. None of this has to do with anybody except for me. I just want to die. Selfish. Yeah, probably. Don't know, don't care. Not thinking that far ahead. Because the more I think about it, the more scared I get. I don't want to be scared. I want to be self-assured, so I'm just not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it. Why? What do you want to know about my sex life? My sex life consists of 20 minutes of masturbating a night, followed by crying myself to sleep. Why do you care? I don't know. I mean, my orgasms kind of suck because I'm depressed and I'm just doing it because it's a thing I've been doing since I was a kid. And it's just the only way I can get to sleep some nights. I don't know. No, I don't usually come very well. That's a weird question. Yeah, he did all right. He satisfied me well. The sex was pretty good. I liked the eye contact a lot. I know that sounds weird, but when you really love somebody and you're having sex and the eyes lock, like, in the middle of coitus, it's, like, really hot. Coitus. That is, like, the least sexiest word of all time. Well, I'm nervous. I'm nervous and I feel weird and I feel kind of gross and I don't want to talk to you, of all people. I mean, you're, like, a crisis therapist. You don't even fucking care. You're only here for the paycheck anyway. Oh. Okay, I guess it's not about the paycheck. Then why do you fucking do this? Why do you face losers like me every day that want to die? Why do you do that? What's the point? Oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. Can I go now? Go back to my, like, room or whatever? Yeah, no, I just don't think we're getting anywhere. What do you mean? I guess I like you plenty for a shrink that I'm forced to talk to. Why? I don't know what you mean by that. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, that sounded vaguely inappropriate. Are you implying or insinuating? Okay, so you can get me out sooner if I play along, right? So, what, I suck your cock, show you my pussy, flash my tits, what do you want? Oh, wow. I can literally guarantee you that you say that to all the girls, don't you? Great. I try to kill myself, and I get stuck with you as a therapist. That's rad. Last thing I need right now is this. I want you to understand the last thing I need right now is this. Okay, I'll tell. Okay, fair. Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, it shouldn't matter if I'm going through a mental thing right now. It shouldn't fucking matter. I mean, they have to listen to me. I'm not gonna fuck you. I don't care if it's to get out or what. You wouldn't. Okay, that's bullshit, and you fucking know it, dude. But I didn't do anything. I did not. You know damn well I didn't threaten you. Oh, come on. You know that's gonna put more time on me. Why would you even want to do that? That doesn't make any fucking sense. By your own admission, you're a pretty successful guy. Shouldn't you just, like, go to a bar like a normal person? Okay, well, there's websites for that. Like, apps on your phone. Get some willing pussy. I'm not... Okay. All right. Is there any way I can avoid? I have to suck your cock. Okay, I guess. If I have to, just... Hey, just come on. Don't put your hands on me like that. I'm getting on my knees by myself. You don't have to fucking touch me. Okay, just... Wow, you're already hard. Okay. Listen, I don't normally suck cock, okay? I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I know what I'm doing, like, I've done it, but just... No, stop. I am deep throat. Stop, I'm starting to feel really dizzy. What was in that water you gave me? What was in that water? Mm-hmm. I'll do anything you ask. Just please make me. Just let me stop that, please. What? My pussy. I can't. I'm on my period. Please don't make me do that on my period. Please. Okay. Just don't keep me here. Look, okay. I'm pulling my skirt up. Taking off my panties. There. Oh God, okay. On your desk. Okay. Okay. Now what? Spread my legs. Oh please, I'm on my period. Please. Ah. Yeah. There. See, I told you. You want me to pull out my tampon? Okay. Ow! Yeah. Oh, just a little dry. That's all. What did you put in my drink? I don't want any more. I don't want any more. No. I already drank it. Oh God. That stuff is gross. What is your... Instead of making me feel gross, it's making me feel really bad. What is that? To calm me. I don't understand. Why are you doing this to me? Okay. What do you want? Oh no. Please, I'm not on the pill. Won't you at least just use a condom or something, please? Oh no. No. Stop. Oh, I've been feeling really dizzy. Please stop. Ow. 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 No. Ow. It hurts. Ow. 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 Please. No. It hurts. I'm on my period, please. I'm so sore down there, please stop. Please, no. come at me. Don't come at me. Don't come at me. Don't come at me. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Okay, I did what you wanted. Will you tell them to let me out now? I promise I won't try to kill myself again. Just let me out. Just let me out, please. Okay. I won't tell anyone. I won't tell anyone, I promise. Yeah, yeah, whatever you say. Yeah. No, I did. I totally enjoyed every minute of it. Sure, just, you're gonna let me out, right? Okay. Thank you, doctor. Okay. I'll go back to my room now.